So, I'm not sure I realize we didn't have so much time. The first line is pretty easy. You put on the date. So you put in the day of the first thing is the day of the week. B'sheni b'Shabbos, b'chamisha b'Shabbos. Then you put the day of the month. So the first day of the month of Tammuz. Shnas k'meshal alpim m'sham ayos v'shibim b'sheis. Now we write the Minyan Shana Moinim because there is we know it's the year 5776, but we don't know it's the year 5776. So actually, there are other ways of calculating it. You calculate the Moel Toyu according to one calculation, it should be 5777. There's other minyanim which they used to use. There was something called minyan shtoris. I think we had a gemara about that once. And one of the things that Alexander Muk, that the Kohen Gadol offered Alexander Mukden, Shimon the Tzaddik, was that they would count the shtoris based on his malchus. So. So there's something called Minyan Shtoris, which was used into the time of the Rambam.
Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen.
Yeah. Into the time of the Rambam, there were still places that they calculated, they would write the date of the Shtoris based on something called Minyan Shtoris, which was based on the Malchus of Alexander. So the other ways to calculate it, so we write the Minyan Shem on the Moedin, according to the calculation which we count. And then Kanye put the place. It's interesting when you put in a get, they don't put the state, they just put the name of the city, and then they identify the city, because the names can change, etc., based on two bodies of water. That's how we do it in a get. So they write. Silver Spring Hasmucha Leir Washington, because the main city is Washington. So there are some people which are makbid to use Dafka, the city, which the main city, and therefore they will Dafka write, let's say, such a situation, they'd write again in Washington, but Dafka not in Silver Spring. In Cleveland, we have that. There's two Rabbanim, and one would write with Dafka write a get in Cleveland. He would travel into Cleveland to write the get, and one would write Cleveland Heights, which is smucha to the ear of Cleveland. So Rabbi Einemer originally used to be Dafka and be makba that they had the office of the Vod, and the get were written in the office of the Vod in Washington. This was always just written in Washington. So that's to do in a get, and then they would write which sits on the river Potomac, and it has natural wells. But in the Ksuba, natural wells. But over here, they just many guys just write the name of the city, and some of them write the city and the state as well. Defining the city, it sounds pretty obvious, right? You define a city just because the name of the city. What do you do if you have a situation where the name of the city is X, but it's the actual place that the place taxes is Y? So one of the most common issues, which you get different answers. If you've ever been to Hukasa in Muncie in the atrium, right? Can I tell you the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So the atrium is the post office which deals with its mail is Muncie. So you'd send mail to that. It's the first building at the end of the month after Muncie ends. But it's still dealt with the Muncie post office. So the zip code is Muncie. It pays taxes in Spring Valley. It's not part of Muncie. It's part of, which is a different. It pays. So Do you calculate it based on where it pays taxes or based on where people call it? And you get two different answers. You ask different bottom of Motzi, you get different answers. Hunt Valley, Marriott, the Marriott within Hunt Valley in Maryland, a lot of houses over there. So the actual name of the actual official name of the area is Cockeysville. Hunt Valley is a neighborhood in there. And again, you're going to get different bottom. We'll give you different ways to write it. Anyway, so you're right. Cockeysville, that's the name of the city. Cockeysville.
Cockeysville.
Cockeysville. Okay. So, how? So we noticed that the first part of the conversation over here is going to be, we're going to quote the Chassan, what he says to the Kalim. So we write how it was that, and you write the Chassan's full name, his name and his father's name. So this is a ksuba which is used for a psula. So therefore it's already written in the amount. There's some ksubas come with a blank. They don't have the word psulta there. And if it doesn't have the word psulta there, so we can fill in either word, the word psulta, if she's a psula, or we could write Armalta, if she's Amana, or if she's a Sarichta, a Grusha, a Giyarta, or we just write Lahado. Now, in the case where she's not a psula, but she's not an amona or Megareshes or Giyarta, so what do you write? So you get different answers. So one answer is Lahado blank to this woman. Some write, want to suggest you should write Lahado and write the Kala. The interesting issue is the real name of a kala is not, you know, is means once they once they're married. So at this point in time, you notice we don't refer to him as chasandanan. Later on, we'll refer to him as chasandanan. So why do we not refer to him as chasandanan now? Because now he's just telling us what he's planning to do, and he's been mechayiv himself. Once he was mechayiv himself, and he's chayiv of the ksuba, then he is chasandanan. Till then, he's not. That's why we don't. The first time we mention the man's name, we don't write chasandanan. So we can't write kalta. We can't write chasandanan. We can't write kalta. So it suggested that the best thing is just to write lahador and leave it without anything in there.
So. I understand the saying the ksuva is the kedushin itself.
We use lashon al chasan and kala. Seems we used by the way they're over here. It's referring to the nesuin, not to the erisin. So the chasan and the kala, the first one is the hiskaibis which he's going to make, and then once he's made these hiskaibis, he actually was machayev himself. So now they have that relationship of being a chasan kala.
A second after he writes the ksuva, or let's start off with writes the ksuva. What's his status as a, you know, in terms of marriage?
Well, the language of the ksuba is not necessarily written. The shtoras are interesting, right? So a lawyer goes to the sofer and he writes up that, you know, I borrowed from so and so $10,000. He didn't borrow anything yet. He writes it before he gets any money,
mm-hmm.
Right? And matter of fact, we can actually have Adam sign on it. And then when he gets the money, he gives him the shtar. So, which he'll do in front of Eidei Mesira, let's say, would be holding Eidei Mesira Karti. We'll get to that so good. But so he can write up the language. It's not considered a mice of Sheker writing up the language of the Shtar as say, what it will be true when it's, once it's given. So unless he would make a specific he's chayvus, what he's being mechayv himself is for when he gives the ksuva, that he'll be chayv in the ksuva. The only case where mechayv him the ksuva before that is in a case where there is a the litvisha rely on this in a case where you have an issue with the date, because the chuppah has been a shmoshes. So if you write the date of the earlier day and then you give it later, it's a shtar muktam. A shtar muktam is possible. A shtar which has the date of the previous day is possible. If you write the later dates and they end up going to Yichud, they can't go to Yichud without having a valid ksuva. So you put the later date and they end up going to Yichud before they get to that date, Vaday. So she's in a situation where she can't collect her ksuva until the following day. The shtaris and mechiris are all take effect because we don't put an hour; they take effect at the end of the day. So, like more, we'll have more ksubas. If two people buy a field, one's dated 10 o'clock in the morning, and one's dated one is it happens at 10 o'clock in the morning, one happens at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But the they both take effect at the end of the day because writes the end of the day. So he lent two people borrow money, one borrows from the other, but their shibunim on the property are equal because both the shiba takes effect at the end of the day because you can't prove what time it was. Yerushalayim, they used to write hours, the Mora says. So her ksuba, she's safe because she can collect it, because in case he sells something off, she'll be able to. Well, she can't. If you write the date of the following day, she doesn't have that protection because the somebody might buy something now and take away his property and date it with the earlier day because it's been a shmoshes. So she's not guaranteed. So she can't go to Yichud without. So what do you do? So one etza is to have the chasam yimachayv himself the ksuva from the earlier date, even they don't get married. So he's bari chayv already. So the chayvus took place from before the chasna. So in that situation, where b'shas the kabbalas kenyan, we would speak out with the chasna. You're mechayv yourself to take effect right now, not at the time of the chuppah. So therefore, you're right at the bari when it's about ayom. But otherwise, it doesn't take effect until it's given. Right? But when it's given, he's saying we have this virtual story. It's the first, like it's a virtual reality. So it was a virtual reality. The virtual story is that he started saying, "I'm saying to you that I'm giving you the ksuva, and I'm in mechayev myself. You're not my kala yet. You will be my kala when I give it to you." The actual status of chasan and kala is effective when he gives it. So he says this statement to her, and then he gives it to her. That's how we're playing it out. So he can't write kala; she's not a kala yet. Can't call him a chosin; not a chosin yet. Then you can say, okay, now that he's mechayev himself and he's give it, he's also be mechayev himself the value of the tosefes, etc. Those are the things he's be mechayev himself. So the suggestion is to write lahodah to this woman, and then you would write to the woman's name and her father's name. The complication always comes. Let's say a person who is mother was Jewish and his father wasn't Jewish, so spoke to person to do is they write the mother's name. You designated based on the mother's name, or her based on her mother's name. If the mother's not Jewish anyway, she's a ger. So he's a ger. So, right. So, what do you write for that? So in a get, we don't write Ben Avram Avinu or Bas Sarimenu. Bas Avram. We write ger or giyarta. Yes, you know, kachamra Yitzchak ger, Yitzchak hager. I once was an aide on the get written given by a man was a ger. That's right, you're right, ger. The woman would be, her name is, she took the name Rachel Giyurta. Over here, the many people write, you know, we write Ben Avraham Avinu or Bas Avraham Avinu. She says, okay, let's hold it here.